Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to Give Me 5 Minutes. This is your host, C.M. Atkinson. I'm so happy that you have tuned in today. You can log on to our website at BibleStrong316.org. You'll find these lessons right on the website. It's lesson time now. Scoot up your chair. Welcome back to these lessons from the book of Galatians. We've already read verses 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Today I want to touch again on verse 1, where Paul emphasized his divine commission as an apostle. In the early church, an apostle held a distinct position of leadership and authority. Although Paul considered himself the least worthy to be called an apostle because of his persecution of the church, Paul still defended his right to the office and repeatedly assumed the title. Paul states that his apostleship was not of men, neither by man. It was not from a human source or through a human agent. This was the point where his enemies challenged him and sought to undermine his authority. Thus, this blunt statement at the outset of his letter, the apostle pointedly denied their basis of disqualifying him. Paul declared what he considered the only source of apostleship by Jesus Christ. He was directly commissioned by Christ. On that Damascus road, he had met the risen Lord. This was the basis on which he claimed his apostolic office. His authority came through Jesus from God the Father, who raised him from the dead. I believe that ministers and laymen alike must have a sense of divine commission. The source of any person's labor must be higher than a human authority. If he is to be sent only by a man, he will fail. Of course, we know that this term, God has sent me, can be abused and has been abused by many in the past. But that's no reason to think that God will not call you or send you. Many have even wondered if the selection of Matthias in the book of Acts, the first chapter, was a mistake by the disciples. Perhaps the 11 apostles missed God's choice, some say. Time has argued that perhaps Paul was God's intended replacement for Judas. Paul's reference to the resurrection of Jesus Christ as the basis of his claim to a divine commission highlights the importance of this tenet of faith of the early church. It might be asked, how important is the resurrection to our faith today? Paul believed that everything was contingent upon the fact that God the Father had raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Paul said, "If Christ be not raised, my preaching is vain. I am found out a liar. Your faith is in vain, and you are yet in your sins." That's how important the resurrection is to our life. Without the resurrection, we have no high priest to intercede for us in heaven. Without the resurrection, we're still in our sins and we're on our road to hell. Without the resurrection, there is no peace. Without the resurrection, we have not been reconciled to God. Without the resurrection, we can do nothing. Because Jesus said, "Without me, you can do nothing." Without the resurrection, all is vanity. We don't know exactly where Paul was staying when he wrote this letter. However, in keeping with his usual salutation, he sends it from all the brothers which was with him. This no doubt has reference to his traveling missionary companions, and not to the members of a church. These fellow laborers were undoubtedly known and respected by the Galatian churches, and the mention of them lent strength to Paul's message. The apostolic blessing Grace be to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ, had already at this early time became a standard form. It was part of Paul's greetings in every one of his letters. This salutation reflects the unique Christian concept of God's favor that provides salvation through Jesus Christ and the blessedness that is a result.
All hail King Jesus.
If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you. This is C.M. Atkinson, the host of Give Me 5 Minutes. Join me here Monday through Friday at 1:25 p.m. on WZAP right here in Bristol, Virginia. I'm looking forward to being a blessing to you and your family.